الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، تسجيلات دار السنة السلفية في لندن يسرها أن تقدم لكم هذه المادة. نسأل الله عز وجل أن ينفع بها الإسلام والمسلمين.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين وعلى آله وصحبه والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، أيها الإخوة الفضلاء، نواصل درسنا في الأصول الستة للإمام المجدد محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله. كنا قد وقفنا على الأصل الثاني، وهو أن الله أمر بالاجتماع في الدين ونهى عن التفرق، فبين الله هذا بيانا شافيا يفهمه العوام، ونهانا أن نكون كالذين تفرقوا واختلفوا قبلنا فهلكوا، ذكر أنه أمر المسلمين بالاجتماع في الدين ونهاهم عن التفرق فيه. ويزيد هذا وضوحا ما وردت به السنة من العجب العجاب في ذلك، ثم صار الأمر إلى أن الافتراق في أصول الدين وفروعه هو العلم والفقه في الدين، وصار الاجتماع لا يقول به إلا زنديق أو مجنون. هذا هو الأصل الثاني، وهذا الأصل مهم، وهو الأمر بالاجتماع في الدين والنهي عن التفرق فيه، وأن الله قد بين هذا بيانا شافيا تفهمه العوام، ونهى عن التفرق والاختلاف كما تفرق من قبلنا، وذكر أنه أمر المسلمين بالاجتماع ونهاهم عن الافتراق. الأدلة على لزوم الاجتماع وترك التفرق والاختلاف كثيرة، نذكر منها على سبيل المثال ما جاء في كتاب الله في قول الله عز وجل: واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا. قال بعض العلماء: حبل الله هو القرآن، وقال بعضهم هو الإسلام، وقال بعضهم هو ما جاء به الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم، والأقرب أنه يجمع هذه كلها. فالإسلام هو الذي جاء به الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم، والقرآن أنزل على الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم، فالمسلم يعتصم بما جاء في كتاب الله وبما جاء في سنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. ولهذا يقول عليه الصلاة والسلام في الحديث الصحيح: عليكم ما إن اعتصمتم به لن تضلوا بعدي كتاب الله وسنتي. والله تعالى يقول: إن الذين فرقوا دينهم وكانوا شيعا لست منهم في شيء، إنما أمرهم إلى الله. والله عز وجل يحذر نبيه عليه الصلاة والسلام من طريقة أهل التفرق والاختلاف، فقال سبحانه: شرع لكم من الدين ما وصى به نوحا والذي أوحينا إليه، وما وصينا به إبراهيم وموسى وعيسى أن أقيموا الدين ولا تتفرقوا. لا تتفرقوا في دين الله، لأن الدين واحد، إن الدين عند الله الإسلام، ربنا واحد ونبينا واحد ربنا واحد، لماذا التفرق في الدين؟ قال الله تعالى: لا تكونوا من المشركين من الذين فرقوا دينهم وكانوا شيعا كل حزب بما لديهم فرحون. التفرق من طريقة المشركين ومن طريقة اليهود والنصارى كما قال عز وجل: ولا تكونوا الذين تفرقوا واختلفوا من بعد ما جاءهم البينات. وهذه الآية نزلها بعض على اليهود والنصارى، وقال بعض أهل العلم كذلك تنزل على أهل البدع. والأقرب أن العبرة بعموم اللفظ لا بخصوص سبب، يشمل اليهود والنصارى وغيرهم ممن سار على نهجهم في التفرق والاختلاف. والتفرق والاختلاف طريق الفشل، ولهذا يقول تعالى: ولا تنازعوا فتفشلوا وتذهب ريحكم. الأمة واحدة، يجب أن نكون أمة واحدة متمسكة بكتاب الله بسنة رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعبد الله عز وجل كما قال سبحانه: وإن هذه أمتكم أمة واحدة وأنا ربكم تعبدون. وفي الآية الأخرى: وأنا ربكم فاتقون. فأمر الله تعالى أن نكون أمة واحدة، وأمر الله عز وجل باتباع سبيل المؤمنين، وحذر من المشاقة، من أن يتخذ الإنسان له شقا غير ما جاء عن الله وجاء عن الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم وغير ما سار عليه الإيمان. فقال عز وجل: ومن يشاقق الرسول من بعد ما تبين له الهدى ويتبع غير سبيل المؤمنين نوله ما تولى ونصله جهنم وساءت مصيرا. أن يتبع غير سبيل الأنبياء الصديقين والشهداء من جاء بعدهم الذين أمر الله تعالى بالاقتداء بهم، كما قال سبحانه: ومن يطع الله والرسول فأولئك مع الذين أنعم الله عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء وحسن أولئك رفيقا. وقال عز وجل بعد ذكر الأنبياء: أولئك الذين هدى الله فبهداهم اقتده، فبهداهم اقتده. فالحذر من الاختلاف. ولهذا النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام حذر أمته التفرق والاختلاف، فقال عليه الصلاة والسلام في الحديث الصحيح: افترقت اليهود على 71 فرقة، وفي رواية ملة، وافترقت النصارى على 72 فرقة، وفي رواية ملة، وستفترق هذه الأمة على 72 فرقة، كلها في النار إلا واحدة. قالوا: من هم يا رسول الله؟ قال: من كان على مثل ما أنا عليه أصحابي. وفي رواية: هم الجماعة. هل كان الصحابة التفرق في حزبات في جماعات متفرقة؟ لا، بل كانوا أمة واحدة كما قال تعالى: وإن هذه أمتكم أمة واحدة. ولهذا لما سمع النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام رجلا يقول للآخر من الصحابة: يا للأنصار، والآخر يقول: يا للمهاجرين، قال النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام: أبي دعوى الجاهلية وأنا بين أظهر؟ فنهاهم عن هذا، وأمرهم أن هذا من الجاهلية. الواجب أن تكون أمة واحدة اجتمع على كتاب الله وعلى سنة. ولهذا في الصحيحين حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام قال: ذروني ما تركتكم، فإنما أهلك من تركتكم كثرة مسائلهم واختلافهم على أنبيائهم. الاختلاف طريق الهلاك. إنما أهلك من كان كثرة مسائلهم واختلافهم على أنبيائهم. لهذا يقول النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام: تركتكم على مثل البيضاء ليلها كنهارها لا يزيغ عنها إلا هالك، لا يزيغ عنها إلا هالك. السلامة والنجاة الاعتصام بالله سنة رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم والسير على نهج صالح. ولهذا يقول النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام: لا تحاسدوا، لا تناجسوا، لا تباغضوا، لا تدابروا، كونوا عباد الله إخوان، إخوة في الله مجتمعين على الله. قال تعالى: إنما المؤمنون إخوة. لأن التحاسد والتباغض والتقاطع تسبب الشحناء والبغض. وقد نهى النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام عن ذلك، فقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: المؤمن للمؤمن كالبنيان يشد بعضه بعض، مثل المؤمنين في تواسهم وتراحمهم وتعاطفهم كمثل الجسد الواحد، إذا اشتكى منه عضو تداعى له سائر الجسد بالسهر والحمى. فالاجتماع على كتاب الله وعلى سنة رسول الله هو المطلوب، والنهي عن التفرق والاختلاف والبدع والمحدثات. ولهذا يقول الله عز وجل: وأن هذا صراطي مستقيما فاتبعوه ولا تتبعوا السبل فتفرق بكم سبيله ذلكم وصاكم لعلكم تتقون. قال مجاهد: السبل أي البدع والشبهات. الانحراف عن الصراط المستقيم هو طريق التفرق والاختلاف. ولهذا حط النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم خطا مستقيما، ثم خط خطوطا على جنب الخط، وقال: هذا سبيل الله وهذه سبل الشيطان، على كل سبيل شيطان يدعو الى ذلك الى ذلك. الشيطان يحرص على اغواء بني ادم وعلى أن يقعوا الاختلاف والتفرق، وأن يلبس بعضكم بعضا شيعا وأحزابا. الحذر عباد الله. ولهذا يقول النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام: إن الله يرضى لكم ثلاثا أن تعبدوه ولا تشركوا به شيئا، وأن تعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا، وأن تناصحوا من ولاه الله أمره. وفي الحديث الصحيح: ثلاث لا يغل عليهن قلب امرئ مسلم، أي لا توجد في قلب فيه غل وغش: إخلاص العمل ومناصحة المسلمين ولزوم جماعتهم. الحذر من التفرق والاختلاف، والحث على الاعتصام بكتاب الله وسنة رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. ولهذا جاء في الحديث: من أتاكم وأمركم جميع على إمام واحد يريد أن يشق يسبق جماعتكم فاقتلوه كائنا. الإسلام يحث على الاجتماع ويحذر من التفرق والاختلاف. لهذا جاء في الحديث: أعيكم بالجماعة إياكم والفرقة. يقول عمر رضي الله عنه: الخلاف شر، الخلاف شر. فما يقوله بعض الناس الاختلاف رحمة لا يصدق صحيح، لا يصح هذا فيه عليه الصلاة. الاختلاف ليس رحمة بل هو نقمة طيبة. بل حذر الله من التفرق، ولكن الاختلاف أنواع. الاختلاف أنواع: أولا اختلاف في العقيدة، وهذا غير سائغ غير وارد ولا يصح، لا يجوز أن يقع اختلاف في العقيدة. وما ضل من ضل من الفرق الضالة إلا عندما أخذ غير ما أخذه وتلقى العلم من غير أهل العلم السنة والجماعة. الثاني الاختلاف في الفروع، إن كانت مسائل فرعية إذا وقع اختلاف فهذا من اختلاف تنوع في أمور مباحة في الشريعة أنواع التشهد وأنواع الصلاة الصحيحية وأنواع الاستفتاح. هذا من الاختلاف المباح، اختلاف التنوع، لا إنكار على من رأى الآخر وقد بذكر الآخر أو الدليل. وأما الاختلاف في المسائل الفقهية الذي يجب أن تأخذ بالدليل وبما صح من الأدلة، لا تأخذ هذا القول لكون العالم الفلاني أو صاحب المذهب الفلاني أخذ بهذا القول، فأنت تأخذ ولو كان مخالفا للكتاب والسنة، هذا موضوع يجب عليك ألا تتعصب فيه، وليكن هدفك الأخذ بالدليل سواء قال به المذهب الفلاني أو صح الدليل كما قال الشافعي فهو مذهبي. الحذر من التعصب، ولهذا يقول إمام مالك كل يؤخذ من قوله ويراد إلا صاحب الحذر، يعني رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. والشافعي رحمه الله يقول لا تقلدني ولا تقلد مالكا وخذ من حيث أخذوا، فارس على الدين في المسائل الفقهية الفقهية تأخذ بالدليل لو كان يخالف الاعتقاد أو رأي. نعم. لا، أما الدليل من اختلاف التنوع والمباح أنواع التشهدات أنواع الصلاة ونحو ذلك أنواع، هذا من المباح، يجب الرجوع للدليل كما قال تعالى فإن تنازعت فردوه إلى الله والرسول، ردوه إلى الرسول في حياته وبعد موته إلى سنته، كما قال عز وجل اختلفتم فيه من شيء حكمه إلى الله وحكمه إلى الله. لعلنا نكتفي بالقدر، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه.
بارك الله فيك فضيلة الشيخ. وإذا تكرمتم علينا فضيلة الشيخ عندنا سؤال.
نعم،
عندنا سؤال بارك الله في فضيلة الشيخ.
الدرس ولا خارج الدرس؟
هو خارج الدرس، لأن تعرف عندي عندنا شخص أتى
عن الشيخ زيد.
إيش فضيلة الشيخ؟
أقول حناكم في الأسئلة على الشيخ زيد، على موقع الشيخ زيد ولا ما؟
نعم، لكن بعض الأحيان لأن السؤال كما أقول طارئ علينا، لأن الأخ ينتظر منا الجواب اليوم لأن وقعت له مشكلة
عندنا شيء ولا نحيلكم. نعم
نعم فضيلة الشيخ، في شخص توفى في منطقة أخرى من بريطانيا ولم يصلي عليه، فأتى إلي الأخ وقال لي صلي عليه صلاة الغائب، فعندما سألته قلت له لماذا، قال لي لأنه لم يكن عنده أي علاقة بالمسلمين، فابنته قالت سوف ندفنه في مقابر غير المسلمين، فقلت له لابد أسأل المشايخ لأن لا أستطيع أن أصلي عليه صلاة الغائب إذا لم يكن يصلي ولا شيء، فابنته هي التي قالت سوف ندفنه في مقابر غير المسلمين. عندما سألت الأخ قلت له لماذا، قالت ابنته لأنه لم يكن يصلي ولم يكن عنده أي علاقة بالمسلمين.
هل كان يصلي؟
لا، لم يكن يصلي.
لم يكن يصلي البتة؟
البتة نعم،
لا في البيت ولا في المسجد.
هذه شهادة ابنته،
إذا شهدوا أنهم لا يصلي بالمرة متأكدين من ذلك يقينا أنه لم يكن يصلي لا في البيت ولا في المسجد، فإنه لا يصلي عليه.
خلاص إن شاء الله.
كان لا يصلي يقينا لا في المسجد ولا في البيت بالمرة ما يصلي فلا يصلي عليه.
بارك الله في فضلك.
لا يصلي ليس مسلم.
نعم.
أما إذا كان يصلي في البيت فإنه يصلي عليه، إن كان مقصر في هذا لكن في الجماعة لكنه ما يخرج من دائرة الإسلام إذا كان يصلي في البيت.
نعم فضل الشيخ.
لا عليه.
نعم. بارك الله فيك جزاك الله خير.
لكن إذا كان مجرد شك، يعني مجرد شك عند البنت هي متأكدة فلا.
فإذا كان شك يصلي عليه صلاة الغائب؟
لكن شك يعني ليه متيقن يصلي ولا ما يصلي وهو كان مسلم يصلي وهو مسلم
فنصلي على صلاة الغائب.
أقول إذا كان مسلم
نعم
وما هي متيقن يصلي ولا ما يصلي وهو مسلم والأصل إنه كان يصلي مع الناس هذا يصلي عليه. أما إذا كانت إلا إذا كانت متيقنة أنه لا يصلي للمرة البتة ما يصلي في البيت ولا في المسجد فلا يصلي عليه.
خلص. الله أعلم. بارك الله فيك فضيلة الشيخ ونسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى يجعل في ميزان حسناتك.
حياكم الله.
حي بارك الله فيك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه وبعد. So we begin inshallah the lesson, the explanation of the six foundations by the Imam Muhammad Abdul Wahhab, may Allah mercy on him. And we have reached the second foundation. So the Shaykh Hafidhullah, after praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the universe, and sending a peace and salutation upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or upon the one who was sent as mercy to mankind, and upon his companions and those who followed them in goodness, he said, to proceed, O noble brothers, we continue our lesson. We continue our lesson in explanation of the six foundations by the Imam, the Reviver, Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab. May Allah have mercy on him. And we have previously reached the second foundation. The second foundation of the six foundations of the six foundations of Shaykh Muhammad Abdul Wahhab. And he mentioned in the second foundation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he commanded to unite in the religion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he commanded to unite upon the religion, and he prohibited differing upon it. And he clarified this in a clear way or in a clear manner, which even the general folk or the common people understand. And also he forbade that we become like those who split and differed from the people who preceded us, and they were destroyed therefore. And he mentioned that he commanded the Muslimin to unite upon the religion. Yeah? And he commanded them, or he forbade them, or prohibited for them to differ upon the religion. And what clarifies this even more is that which has been narrated in the Sunnah from the amazing narrations in regards to that. And when the affair of the Ummah, or when the affair reached the level where even now the differing in the fundamentals of the religion and its branches became the knowledge, and it became the fiqh in the religion. So differing now became the fundamentals of differing in the fundamentals of the religion and its branches became the actual knowledge, and it became the understanding in the religion. And the unity upon the affair became something which only a zindiq, a person who's zindiq, or a person who's crazy, a person who's insane, would claim. So the unity in the affair became something which only a zindiq or a person who is crazy would say. Now, so the Sheikh said, so this is the second foundation of the six foundations, and it is very important, and it is the command, or it is the commandment of uniting in the religion, uniting upon the religion, and the prohibition of differing upon it and splitting in the religion. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he clarified this commandment to the general people, and he also forbade differing and splitting as the people who preceded us did. And he also commanded the Muslimin to unite. He commanded all the Muslimin to unite. And the Sheikh said the proofs for the obligation of unity are many, and we mentioned some examples of them from the Book of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَقُوا. Allah says, and cling to the rope of Allah and do not differ or do not split. So the Shaykh said, some of the scholars mentioned that the rope of Allah here in this verse is referring to the Qur'an. The rope of Allah is referring to the Qur'an. While some other scholars mentioned that the rope of Allah here is Islam. The rope of Allah is Islam. And also other group of scholars mentioned that the rope of Allah is referring to that which the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with. And the Sheikh said, and that the closest opinion to the correct opinion is that it includes all of them, includes all the ones mentioned by the scholars. So Islam is what the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with, and the Quran is that which was revealed to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the Muslim, the Muslim, he believes in all of them, and he clings to all of them, the Islam, the Quran, and that which the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam therefore says in a hadith, upon you is that which if you cling to, you will not be misguided after me. The Book of Allah and my Sunnah. The Book of Allah and my Sunnah. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ فَرَّقُوا دِينَهُمْ وَكَانُوا شِيعًا لَيْسْتَ مِنْهُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ. Indeed, those who split or differed upon their religion and broke up into sects, you are nothing to do with them. You are nothing to do with them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he warned his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the methodology of the people of differing, and also from the methodology of people of splitting. And he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in a verse, شَرَعَ لَكُم مِنَ الدِّينِ مَا وَصَّى بِهِ نُوحًا وَالَّذِي أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْهِ. He legislated for you in the religion that which he commanded Nuh. That which he commanded Nuh. And that which we had revealed to you. وَمَا وَصَّيْنَا بِهِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ مُوسَى وَعِيسَى. And that which we had commanded, or that which we had revealed to Ibrahim and Musa and Isa. So Allah, so Sheikh continues and says, so do not split in the, or do not differ upon the religion of Allah Azza wa Jal, because the religion is one. The religion is one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Inna ad-deena 'inda Allah al-Islam. Indeed, the religion to Allah is Islam. So our religion is one, our messenger is one, Naam, and our book is one. Alhamdulillah. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَا تَكُونُوا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ مِنَ الَّذِينَ فَرَّقُوا دِينَهُمْ وَكَانُوا شِيعًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in a verse, and do not be from the polytheists, those who differed upon their religion, or those who have split in regards to their religion, and broke into sects, or broke up into sects. And the Shaykh said that tafarruq, or splitting here, and differing, or division, is the methodology of the, or is the way of the Jews and the Christians. Is the methodology of the Jews and the Christians, and the polytheists. Now, so the Shaykh continues and he says, so splitting and division and differing is a methodology which is corrupt, and methodology which leads to failure. Naam. And for that reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَلَا تَنَازَعُوا فَتَفْشَلُوا وَتَذْهَبَ رِيحُكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so do not differ, or do not dispute between each other, so that you may not fail, and your power will be removed, your strength will be removed. وَتَذْهَبَ رِيحُكُمْ. And your power, or your strength will be removed. So upon us is to have unity. Upon us is to have unity. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَأَنَّ هَذِهِ أُمَّتُكُمْ أُمَّةٌ وَاحِدَةٌ وَأَنَا رَبُّكُمْ فَعْبُدُونَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in a verse, and indeed this is your ummah, this is your nation, one nation. And I'm your Lord, worship me. And I'm your Lord, so worship me. And in another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in the end of the verse, وَأَنَا رَبُّكُمْ فَاتَّقُونَ. And I am your Lord, so fear me, or have piety towards me. So Allah Jalla wa Ala, he commanded us to follow the path of the believers, and to be warned of al-mushaqqa, yani dispute, naam, and also opposition, and to follow other than that which the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with. So Allah commanded to follow the path of the believers, and to unite upon it, and to be aware of dispute and opposition, or different. Naam. And also to follow that which the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقِ الرَّسُولَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ الْهُدَىٰ وَلِيتَّبِعَ غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَلِّهِ مَا تَوَلَّىٰ. And those or whoever disputes with the Messenger after the clear guidance has been made clear to him, and he follows other than the way of the believers, we will leave him upon the path which he has chosen. We will leave him upon the path which he has chosen for himself. So the Shaykh said, meaning that he follows other than, or he follows the path other than the path of the prophets and the truthful ones and the martyrs, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us to take them as role models, or to imitate them, or to follow their way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ الشُّهَدَاءِ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ. And those And whosoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, والصديقين, and whosoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, then they are with those whom Allah has bestowed His favor upon, from the prophets and the messengers, and from the martyrs and the truthful ones. And what a good companion they are. So the Shaykh says, so be aware of differing and splitting. Be aware of differing and splitting. And because of يعني the importance of this issue, the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, he warned يعني against division, and he said in a hadith that indeed the Jews have split into 71 sects. Have split into 71 sects. Or another narration, the Sheikh said 71 millah, يعني 71 religion or 71 way of the religion. And the Christians have split into 72 sects or 72 millah, يعني way of religion. And my ummah will split into 73 sects, all of them in the hellfire except for one. And they asked, who are they, O Messenger of Allah? He said, those who are upon what I am upon and my companions. Those who are upon the same thing I am upon and my companions. And another narration, the Messenger of Allah, he replied, they are the jama'ah. Or, يعني the safe sect are the jama'ah. Then the Sheikh continues, Hafidhullah, and he said, did the companions split and divide? No. Rather, they were all one nation, one ummah. Therefore, when the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, once he heard one of the people or one man say, يعني يال الأنصار, يعني calling upon the Ansar, he was from the Ansar, he was calling upon them, يال الأنصار, يعني to defend him. He was calling upon them to come and defend him. And another person from the Muhajirin, he said, يال المهاجرين. And the other person who was from the Muhajirin, he said, يال المهاجرين, he calling upon all the Muhajirin, he calling upon them to come and defend him as well. So the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, when he had heard this, he said, أبي دعوة الجاهلية وأنا بين أظهركم. So he said, you are calling upon the call of the days of ignorance while I'm يعني amongst you. While I'm amongst you, you're calling upon the way of the, or you're using the way of the days of ignorance. So the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, he disapproved of their action and he told them off. And he clarified for them that it is from the way of the days of ignorance, from the Jahiliyyah. So the Sheikh said, so we have to unite, they have to unite upon the book and the Sunnah. And also the hadith of Abu Hurairah in the Sahihain, that the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said, يعني in the part of the narration, he said that indeed that which destroyed the nations before you is the excessive questioning. That which destroyed the nations before you is the excessive questioning, and they're different upon their prophets. Yeah, na'am. So that which destroyed the nations before you were the excessive questioning, and they're different upon their prophets. And he also says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have left you upon يعني whiteness, or that which is يعني white. It's night like it's day. None deviates from it except one who is destroyed. I have left you upon clarity or upon whiteness. It's night like it's day. No one or none deviates from it except he is destroyed. Yeah. So the Sheikh said safety and salvation is or lies in يعني clinging to the book of Allah and holding to it. And also holding and clinging to the way of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the methodology of their pious predecessors. And therefore the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a hadith, he said, do not envy one another. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a hadith, do not envy one another. And do not do not hate one another. Do not hate one another. Do not envy one another. And be يعني, the slaves of Allah. Be brothers, slaves of Allah and as brothers. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ أُخْوَى. Indeed, the believers are brothers. Indeed, the believers are brothers. The Sheikh said this is because envy and dislike and holding grudge against each other, this would cause يعني, hatred in the hearts between the people and would cause split and division. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith, الْمُؤْمِنُ لِلْمُؤْمِنِ كَالْبُنْيَانِ يَشُدُّ بَعْضُهُ بَعْضًا. The believer to another believer is like a building. Na'am? Or parts of the building which they hold each other. They hold, all of them hold each other and remain يعني, steady and strong. And also the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the example of the believers in their mercy and their love between one another is that of the body. The example of the believers in their showing mercy to each other and their kindness and their love is that of the body. If one of the limbs suffer, the rest of the body will suffer and cause it to remain up in the night and cause fever for it. So unity upon the book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that which is required from the person, and also the prohibition of division and splitting, and also innovating into the religion. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوهُ وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبُلَ. And this is my straight path. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, this is my straight path, so follow it and do not follow other paths, so he may not lead you astray from his path. Mujahid rahimahullah, the professor Mujahid, he said as-subul here, or the other paths which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala referred to in this verse, is al-bid'ah wa-shubhat, innovations and misconceptions. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he drew a line on the floor, and a straight line, and he said this line is the path of Allah. This line is the path of Allah, and he drew other lines alongside it, from يعني both sides, and he said these are the other paths, the deviated paths, and upon each one is a shaitan calling to it. Upon each one is a shaitan calling to it. So the Sheikh continues and he says the shaitan, he strives his hardest to يعني make the people follow his way, and also cause them to divide and to split, and also to become يعني parties and different groups. So be aware of slaves of Allah. Be aware of slaves of Allah from يعني splitting. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in a hadith that indeed Allah is pleased for you three things. Indeed Allah is pleased for you, is pleased with you, is pleased for you three things. The first one is that you worship Allah, do not associate anything with Him. نعم أتعبدوه ولا تشركوا به شيئا. You worship Him, you do not associate anything with Him. وأن تعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا. And you, that you cling to the rope of Allah, all of you, and to cling to the rope of Allah, all of you, and do not split. And that وأن تناصحوا من ولاه الله أمركم. And تناصحوا من ولاه الله أمركم. And that you advise those who Allah had put in authority over you. And you advise those who Allah put in authority over you. And the Sheikh said, and also in another narration or another authentic narration, ثَلَاثٌ لَا يَغُلُّ عَنْهَا قَلْبُ مُؤْمِنٍ. Three things which the يعني heart of the believer would not deviate away from. نعم. And the Sheikh said, they are إخلاص العمل لله, to have sincerity in actions for Allah, to have sincerity in the actions for Allah, ومناصحة المؤمن, to give advice يعني to another believer, to advise another believer, ولزوم جماعتهم, and to cling or to يعني stay within their congregation, their jama'ah, to cling to their jama'ah, to their congregation. So Sheikh continues and he says, so be aware of differing, splitting and يعني dividing, and also يعني seek to unite amongst each other. And also in a hadith, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من أتاكم وأمركم جميع يريد أن يفرق جماعتكم فاقتلوه كأين من كان. Whosoever, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whosoever comes to you and your affair is one, your affair is all united and your affair is one, and he wants to split your congregation, he wants to split your jama'ah, your congregation, then kill him, whoever he may be. Kill him, whoever he may be. So Islam encourages unity. Islam encourages unity. And as for what some people may claim, that al-ikhtilaf rahmah, that differing or splitting or يعني having difference is mercy. As some people say, ikhtilaf rahmah, يعني difference is mercy. The Sheikh said, as for this claim, then this is not true, and this is not a mercy. Rather, it is يعني نعم, it's not a mercy. It's rather a calamity. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had يعني, warned us against differing. نعم, he had warned us against difference and also يعني, splitting and division. However, the Sheikh said differing is many types. It's not just one type. Differing is of many types. The first type is in regards to aqeedah. Differing in regards to aqeedah. And this is not permissible at all. Differing in regards to aqeedah, this is not permissible at all, and it is not correct. And the people who were misguided and people who were deviated from the previous generations, they have deviated because of their difference in this issue, which is the issue of aqeedah. And also by way studying under people who are not from Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. يعني the scholars, they study under scholars who are not from Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, so they deviated. The second type is masail far'iyya, يعني not from the fundamentals, from the branches. And this is, the Sheikh said, is different, which is tanawwu, يعني different types. It's different, يعني of different types. نعم. An example of this, for example, tashahud. Tashahud has يعني many authentic versions. Yes. So if any person follows any of them or recites any of them and implements any of them, then there's no يعني there's no harm. There's no harm because this is only difference in regards to the يعني maybe that you'd say the versions or the types. So there's no harm in this. نعم. So the Sheikh said there's no disapproving in this one. يعني no one should disapprove of someone else because of this. The third one is مسائل فقهية, يعني issues regarding jurisprudence. Yes, مسائل فقهية in regards to fiqh. And the Sheikh said, in these ones, you have to take the proof. In the different of the matters of jurisprudence, you have to follow the one with proof. And do not take يعني, an opinion only because so يعني, so-and-so scholar said يعني, or followed this opinion. نعم, do not follow it only because a scholar followed this opinion. Rather, يعني الشيخ said, even if you oppose the Quran and the Sunnah, you'd still follow it. So this is wrong. Rather, you should take the proof, the one who has proof. نعم. So the Sheikh said, let your goal or let your objective be the proof. So you seek the proof and you look for it. So if the proof يعني, is authentic and it appears to be authentic to you, then you take it. As Imam Shafi'i mentioned, if the proof is authentic, إن صح الدليل فهو مذهب. If the proof is authentic, then it is my madhab, it is my way of or it is my opinion, it is the school of thought that I follow. And also Imam Malik رحمه الله said, كل يؤخذ من قوله ويرد إلا صاحب هذا القبر. Imam Malik رحمه الله mentioned that every person, his statement is either accepted or rejected, except the person of this grave. And he pointed to the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, or he pointed to the grave of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. And also Imam Shafi'i رحمه الله, he mentions لا تقلدوني ولا مالكا ولا تقلدوا مالكا وخذ من حيث أخذوا. He said, Imam Shafi'i, do not يعني blind follow me, and do not blind follow Imam Malik. Rather, take from where they took from. Take from where they took from. So you take the proof, you take the opinion, or you take the يعني the affair that has proof. And also the Sheikh said, so it is obligatory to return back to the proof. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَإِن تَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ فَرَدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ. Allah says, if you dispute in anything, then return it. If you dispute in any affair, then return it to Allah and His Messenger. So the Sheikh said, you return it to the Messenger in his يعني, in his lifetime, while he was alive. Yes? And after his death, you return it to his Sunnah. So you return it to the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. If you differ in anything, in the time of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, when he was alive, you return it to him. But after he passed away, you return it to his Sunnah after his death. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَمَا اخْتَلَفْتُمْ فِيهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَحُكْمُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ. And whatever you differ upon, then its ruling is up, يعني, is with Allah. Its ruling is up to Allah. This was the end of the Sheikh said, maybe inshallah we suffice with this, and we continue inshallah next week. And the question that was put forward to the Sheikh was, a person who passed away and the funeral prayer has not been performed upon, on him. And this person, he never used to pray, and he never used to be around the Muslims, as claimed by his daughter. By his daughter, she said he had nothing to do with the Muslims. He never prayed, neither at home or nor in a masjid. So she said she will bury him in the graveyards of non Muslims. Yes. So so his friend requested that we pray on him, salat al ghaib, the prayer, the funeral prayer for the one who's absent, someone who's far away. So the brother asked the question to the Sheikh, and the Sheikh said, did he not pray at all? Yeah, in the summary of the question, the answer, he said, did he not pray at all? يعني, are you certain that he did not pray at all? The brother mentioned to him that this is on account of his daughter. That's what she's mentioning, that he did not pray at all. So the Sheikh said, if he did not pray at all, not at home and not in a masjid, then you do not pray on him. If he did not pray at all, and you were certain, there was no room for doubt. Naam, there's no room for doubt, you were 100% certain that he did not pray, neither at home nor in the masjid, then you do not pray on him. Naam, because he's not Muslim. As for if there's a room for doubt, and the woman is doubtful, maybe he prayed, or maybe he was praying at home, or he prayed sometimes, things like that, then you pray on him. Naam, he's still a Muslim, even though he has taqsir, he has shortcomings. Naam, so the Sheikh repeated more than once, he said that if you have doubt about it, then you pray on him, because he still has the ruling of a Muslim. Otherwise, if you're sure and certain that he did not pray at all, then he's not Muslim, you do not pray on him. Yeah? صلى الله على محمد وعلى صحبه وسلم. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك, أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت, استغفرك وأتوب إليك.